Good morning and welcome to an Overeaters Anonymous. Yeah, that sounds about right. To Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you, big book study. My name is Larry Kay, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in the Chicago area of Illinois. And today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. We're reading from the big book, and we are currently on page 15 in the chapter called Bill's Story. It's the second paragraph. And that paragraph begins, we commend many fast friends. We're going to read through that lengthy paragraph there, ending with, we are growing in numbers and power. And we're going to keep our comments to the one paragraph. Today's readers are Chris W. on the 12 steps. We have Patty O. on the 12 traditions. And the readers of the text are Lynn S., Vanessa G., and Nancy P. So the share ID for yesterday, which is Tuesday, April 23rd, the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, that number is 21,337. That's 2133. The 10 a.m. meeting, the number is 21,338. That's 21338. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. We don't solicit nor accept outside donations. We're not affiliated with any public or private organization or political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. In fact, we take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. So we have a sole purpose, and the sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, and that is to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. So we're going to start out by reading the 12 steps, and we have Chris W. Good morning, Chris.
Hi there. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we're wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me share and serve.
So appreciative of that, Chris. Okay, now we're going to have ask Patty O. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Patty O. I live in Florida, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And these are the 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. And number 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, the OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Number 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such would never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Number 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name would never be drawn into public controversy. Number 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Patty. Appreciate that. So here's how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that's described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So what we do is we read a paragraph or two from the literature. Then we stop and share on what was read, and anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature that we are discussing, and also that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes, and I'll give you a heads up on that. I'll time you. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year. For readers, it's 6 months, and there is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting, however, does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read, and we are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. If you'd like to share, all you have to do is press star 1 to unmute, and then once you're done sharing, you know, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. And in order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we're back in the Big Book, of course. We're on page 15 in Bill's story. We're reading from the second paragraph. It begins, "We commence to make many fast friends." We'll read all the way through the end of that paragraph. It ends, "We are growing in numbers and power." I'm just going to comment on that one paragraph. So now Lynn S. is going to get us started. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Vision. My name is Lynn S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. We commenced to make many fast friends, and a fellowship has grown up among us of which it is a wonderful thing to feel a part. The joy of living we really have, even under pressure and difficulty. I have seen hundreds of families set their feet in the path that really goes somewhere. Have seen the most impossible domestic situations righted, feuds and bitterness of all sorts wiped out. I have seen men come out of asylums and resume a vital place in the lives of their families and communities. Business and professional men have regained their standing. There is scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome among us. In one Western city and its environs, there are 1,000 of us in our families. We meet frequently so that newcomers may find the fellowship they seek. At these informal gatherings, one may often see from 50 to 200 persons. We are growing in numbers and power. Such a powerful paragraph, and what really came to mind for me was the joy of living we really have, even under pressure and difficulty. What an amazing concept. What an amazing feeling. What an amazing experience for someone like me who was plagued their whole life by free-floating anxiety. Even in many of the years of program, I still had that sense of kind of like Chicken Little, the sky's going to fall any minute and it's going to fall right on me and it's all going to be my fault. And there was nothing in particular wrong, but it just floated. And when I was thinking about the sentence, I thought, now I've been blessed with a sense of free-floating joy, like joy and happiness. It's just there. It's just there. It's amazing. The other line that really spoke to me was, hundreds of families set their feet in the path that really goes somewhere. How many false starts in the first 36 years of my life? How many today is the day of the rest of your life feeling and pulling up your socks and here I go and this is going to work this time, whether it was talking about a diet or a new way to eat or, you know, I'm going to start this job and okay, on Monday now, I'm, you know, all those things in the past, they're going to be forgotten and I'm going to start and I'm going to get a handle on this. And I never did. I never did, no matter how hard I tried. I couldn't be in a path that really goes somewhere. Not on a path, but in a path that being involved, being a part of, and feuds and bitterness of all sorts wiped out. Oh my goodness, if I could say anything, perhaps that's the biggest thing, to have the relationship with my mom repaired. We wanted it so desperately, and we just couldn't. I used to walk in the house, and my dad would say, you head for the fridge, and your mother takes a tranquilizer. That was the only way we could coexist in the same spot, same space. But to have that relationship mended with my mother, what a gift. I could just keep going on and on, but I'm just so darn grateful. Just so darn grateful to be here, to have been blessed with a recovery that is joyful, that is free. And well, I think, Larry, with that, that's it for me. Thanks. I'll pass.
Lynn, thanks so much for getting us started. So Lynn read page 15, second paragraph, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day so other folks can jump in as well. And you can just step back if you have. So with that, if you give me your first name and last initial, and I'll try to get everyone's name. Who'd like to share?
Kelly M.
Bonnie, Florida.
Kelly Bonnie.
Sarah M. from Massachusetts.
Sarah
M.
Sarah, I heard you. Who else?
Nadia.
Nadia.
Monique.
Was that Marie?
Monique.
Oh, Reva Monique. P. Reva, Monique.
Lee and
Charlotte.
Lee and Charlotte. We're going to stop there. Okay, I'm going to tell you who I heard. Thanks for being kind to me. I heard Kelly, Bonnie, Sarah, Nadia, Monique, Reva, Lee, and was it Charlotte? I think I got that right. Charlotte. So we'll stop there. My apologies if I didn't catch everyone. So let's start with Kelly, followed by Bonnie. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to hear you. Kelly S., recovered compulsive eater and bulimic in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'm going to share on this paragraph, but I'm going to kind of cheat and share on the page because the thing I love about this part of Bill's story, which is my favorite, is that here's the thing. I got to tell you guys, I didn't want to have these certain trials and low spots in lives. I didn't want to have rough going. I don't want calamity. You know, I used to always think that if I was thin and had my food under control, I'd be happy. Then I thought, well, if I work my steps and have this relationship with God I've been hearing about, then I'll be happy. And what does that mean? Life would be going my way. And my sponsor always reminds me, life is going to get lazy, and I can't escape the human experience. And I wanted to. I'm telling you guys, I don't like pain. I don't like being uncomfortable, which is why I'm an addict. I want to change the way I feel. I want to do something different, right? And this is saying that that's, you know, we can't escape that. I can't escape that. I need to know this is a program. This is a way of life. This is a relationship with power and you guys that's going to get me through those things. You know, it's like, yeah, it's easy to be abstinent and happy and nice and kind when everything's going my way. But what about when people die? What about when people get sick and you lose your job? Or sometimes I just lose my shit, right? Excuse my language. And I need to know. I need to hear you guys tell me when things are getting lively and then you're having trials in low spots, when there's less going, when there's pressure and difficulty. I need to see how you're doing this. I want to see you can still be abstinent. I want to see there's a relationship with this power you guys keep talking about that's going to get me through this. And this page, this paragraph is saying we're going to continue to have this joy of living, right? We're going to have a fellowship of people that are going to help us get through this. We're going to have a relationship with God that's going to help me do life. That's always been my problem. Food was my solution. I couldn't do life. There are so many hopes and promises here. May not say the word promise, but there's scarcely any form of trouble and misery which has not been overcome. So any of our problems, you think, yeah, but you don't understand my problem. Well, guess what? Here it is. Here's the hope we've been looking for. So that if we do this work, we get this relationship with God. In the last sentence, we meet frequently. Why do we meet? Why do we get on these lines? So that newcomers can find this fellowship. So they can hear the hope. That was the thing. I had to have desperation. I had to have some hope that things could be different. So we meet, we come on these lines. Yeah, I love to talk to you guys and hear all, you know, we do this though for the newcomer, for the person still in relapse, to let them know that no matter what's going on in our lives, job or no job, wife or no wife, that we can continue this way of life and that our higher power, my higher power, is getting me through all this stuff, abstinent, and a little bit saner than I used to be. And with that, I pass. Thanks, Larry, for your service.
Oh, thanks so much, Kelly. Hey, just a plug for everyone checking to mute your phones. About 10 years ago, everyone heard my daughter's Starbucks order because I forgot to mute my phone. So just give it a check. Next up, we have Bonnie, followed by Sarah. Hey, Bonnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I love it. Thanks for your service, Larry and Lynn. Thanks for your opening. Beautiful. The only thing that popped, well, there were lots of things that popped into my head this morning, but the first thing that popped into my head was the word miracle. I mean, paragraph after paragraph, that's all I can think is miracle after miracle after miracle. You know, the definition, the word miracle is used 36 times in the big book. I looked it up one time. It's an act of God. So the definition for miracle is a highly improbable or extraordinary event, a development or an accomplishment that brings very welcome consequences done by the work of a divine agency. This is what I'm talking about. This is what happened in my life, right? I went from just doing the motions to living life. Commenced to make many fast friends. I love people. I've always loved people, but I'll tell you what, my group is found within this group. I have friends from, you know, 30, 40 years back, but they will never understand my DNA. They will never get me. And when I have the challenges of life, I don't run to the friends from 40 years back. I go to the people in this program who understand that I have a DNA that makes me want to go crazy in my head. You know, that the monkeys want to get back inside the head. The chatter starts. And life settles out when I'm able to bring it back to that place where it's supposed to be, which is acceptance and surrender, allowing life to be life, and then pivoting, leaning in, and looking up. And, yeah, we do this. I do this. I do what I do on a daily basis for the newcomer. I mean, for myself, yes, but for other people because I'm not the only one that has this DNA. And being locked in this DNA and thinking there was no solution, it was torment for me. And I lived in it for years and years and years. Oops, I think someone's unmuted. but we have something, I have something I could never have imagined, and it's the joy of living, even under the pressure and the difficulties of life. And life happens to all of us, and life doesn't stop because we're in program. But I have a purpose, and I have a place to run to. And I do call it a miracle because it's not the fridge anymore. And so with that, I'll pass. And thanks again, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie. Okay, next up we have Sarah, followed by Nadia. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning, Larry. May I be heard?
You can. You're coming through beautiful.
Oh, good. Thank you for your service. I always enjoy when you moderate. You always have me chuckling on the other end. I love the line in the book that says, I have seen the most impossible domestic situations righted. And, I know before I came to OA, sometimes things just seemed impossible in my relationships, especially my more significant ones. And all of my relationships have drastically improved since I stepped in the doors and started working the steps. Situations, my siblings, my husband, my children, all improved. And I spent so many years blaming others. They were the cause of all my woes. Not realizing until I worked the steps how incredibly fearful I was, how dishonest I was, how self-centered I was. Now I know that I am the creator of my woes, for sure. And if I'm disturbed, it's something that's going on inside of me. It really doesn't have anything to do with the other person. And so I know now, having worked the steps, that I'm the one that needs to take action. I need to get a 10th step going. I got to figure out why I'm so disturbed. I'll speak of like my situation with my husband. It has been so, my relationship is so drastically improved with him. I now see what a great man he is and how truly blessed I am to be married to him. And Bonnie just mentioned miracles. That is a miracle in my life. So divinely inspired, for sure. He's gone from being at times my greatest adversary to being my beloved best friend. It's just even hard to believe that that's happened in my life. I know deep in my heart it's a result of the 12 steps, working them, of God's grace. Absolutely, that's been the driver. But I know that I have to continue to work this program every day, because every day there are disturbances in my life. Every day there are disturbances in my relationships. And I have to take action. I just can't expect it to be like a wand come in and it just be wiped away because I asked God to help me. I have to take action. I have to work this program. It has been such a saving grace in my life, and I know it's going to be something I do for the rest of my life. So on that, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Okay, next up we have Nadia, followed by Monique. Nadia, good morning to you.
Hey, Larry, good morning. Oh, what a privilege to be here. My name is Nadia D. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Connecticut. And I'm just really grateful to be on the line today. Life is busy. And I read this first sentence, we commence to make many fast friends. I'm just so grateful for this fellowship. My first sponsor used to say to me, my life is unmanageable. I have no power over food. All I do is prepare my food and go to work. How am I going to survive through this? And she said, well, you're going to use tools. How about phone calls? How about a meeting? You're going to call me every day. And I was thinking, why the heck is this going to help me with food? But I had to do it because, my life was unmanageable. I was depressed, borderline suicidal, right? And just didn't know how to manage anything, barely my food. And, today I don't have that, the joy of living. And of course, I think for me, this paragraph is an opportunity to say thank you to all those who heard me wailing in my car, in the garage, saying I'm so resentful, I cannot stand myself, I want to crawl out of my skin, and I don't know how to connect to God or anything else. My life is still unmanageable. What do I do? And people heard it, and they accepted me, and they still are my friends today. And, I'm really grateful for this meeting. This is my home meeting, and so many friends came out of this meeting for me, and they're like my family today. This is the community that I and a family and a fellowship that I craved. I just didn't know that. But those relationships took time and commitment. And I think, you know, today we have, what, about 200 different kind of fellowships. And, you know, it says in the asterisk, in 2016, we had 2 million members of Alcoholics Anonymous. I do know that, I mean, this program doesn't need a pitch, but I know it works. And it's, you know, the power of the 12 steps and the fellowship is amazing. And I am so grateful that I am a compulsive overeater and I found it. And today I, you know, with God's help, I know how to manage my life. I don't know how well, because I am in the bathroom locked from my children trying to share. Hi, Logan. And yeah, so I'm very grateful. I'm still here and blessed with all of you, friendship and a fellowship. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Nadia. Thanks, Logan. Okay, next up we have Monique, followed by Reva. Hey, Monique, good morning to you.
Come on, family. My name is Monique. I'm a compulsive overeater. I thank God for OA, and I thank OA for God. What it said, we commenced to make many fast friends, and a fellowship has grown up among us. And I won't reread the whole paragraph, but this is just a powerful paragraph. Like, I wish I would have been leading reading to get to read the whole paragraph. Like, the problem for me is when I was in the food, I didn't know I needed friends. Not in the sick way of, you know, giving so much of myself that I had nothing left for myself at the end of the day. But coming from a well place after doing the things to take care of myself and build up my spirit in God, actually can be of service to someone else. I actually can be a friend, and I need a friend. But I only realized that after I put down the food. And abstinence is the best thing ever. It's better than any drink, better than any drug, better than any sandwich or dessert. Like, I've never felt so free in my life when I'm eating the things that are required to fuel my body and not to numb my body. My sponsor, and thank God for sponsors, like, that's really one of my first examples of what a friend could be like in this fellowship was, and it happens quickly. Yeah, my desperation got me there to open up that deep, but finding somebody that I can tell and share with, it's powerful. It's life-changing. And the joy of living. So my current sponsor, I think the question was, what do I need from my high power right now? And I knew immediately, and it was the word joy just came out of my mouth. And one definition of joy says a fruit of the spirit, comforting, content, and full of peace, an attitude, an enduring attitude of the heart and spirit. And that's what I need, content and peace, no matter what's going on in my life. Divorce, somebody else said, job or no job, kids or no kids. I need to know that I'm wanted, I'm desired, I'm loved, I'm being cared for, and I can handle anything because it's the Spirit of God that's in me. So to be released from something that has caused harm and tragedy my entire life, overeating, overdoing, it's unbelievable. Somebody else said, it's a sheer miracle. I went from a 5X to now I can put on a size small. I didn't do it. I died, didn't do it. It's people like you all on this line being honest and being vulnerable. It's the Spirit of God and to actually feel a natural desire of hunger and to actually have a prepared meal to eat. That's a blessing. That's something that I simply could not do before. So as I said, thank God for OA and thank God for OA. Thank OA for God, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you for your service to the moderator and to all those who share.
All right, Monique, you got me fired up. Reva, you got to follow that. Good luck. Good morning, Reva.
Good morning, Larry. This is Reva, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Toronto. You know, I noticed in this paragraph it doesn't say, and we've been sober for many, many years, and life is great, and that's the end of the book. that sobriety is not even a part of this paragraph, which sort of follows the paragraph before that reminds me this is a design for living that works. I didn't come here for a design for living. I came here to get my food, but I used to use the words under control and then get back out and into my life. And it's exactly not that. And I love the fact that the joy of living is not dependent on life's circumstances, that my serenity, my spiritual fitness, certainly abstinence, is not dependent on externals. And I love that it's written even twice. I mean, it's all over the book. I mean, the thesis statement even says, purpose of the book is to help me find a power that will solve my problem. And here it's saying, I can have the joy of living irregardless of pressures, difficulties. There's no misery. There's no trouble. So I've learned that the word and exists. It's not a but. You know, something is challenging and there are blessings. That there can be both. And God, it just shows me God is there. God is in the difficulty. God is right there. And that was a big one for me because I thought if I just did the steps right, if I just prayed right, I could control the outcomes and life would be the way I wanted it. And that's not how it works. And I love this business. You know, the problems have been overcome. That's past tense. And they have, it doesn't say, we overcame our problems. They have been overcome, past tense, and by a power other than myself. I don't get in there and overcome pressures and difficulties. But the present tense is growing in numbers. And I know it's referring to the fellowship, but when it talks about growing, that just reminds me I have to constantly be growing. There's no stagnation, right? I can't live on yesterday's spiritual ahas. Constant growth, and I don't grow on a good day. So it's not when things, when I'm praying and I'm, you know, doing the step work and things are going the way I want. It's not when I'm praying, things are not going the way I want, but I have a lot of faith. It's on the days where I'm praying, I'm working the steps, and it just seems impossible. And I doubt God's power. Those are my big growth spurt times when I'm really not sure how is this going to work out. And, you know, there's always stuff like that going on, and God always comes through. So constant growth, and I can have joy in the middle of all of that stuff. And with that, I pass.
Thanks, Reva. Okay, so, hey, Lee and Charlotte, hang on one second here. Just to let you know, page 15, second paragraph in Bill's story, that whole paragraph, we commenced to make many fast friends. Okay, next up is Lee, followed by Charlotte. Lee, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Larry. This is Lee H. in Tennessee, and I had to laugh. I get to follow Monique and Reva. I don't know what else I can say.
Tough to follow them, right?
They said it so great. I'm going, what am I going to say after that? But I just had to speak up this morning because I've been listening to the meetings more regularly, and this page, just the shares have been incredible, and just the words here are so encouraging. And I think what jumps out for me is just this simple little phrase that says, set their feet in the path that really goes somewhere. And I just think about all the different things I've tried. You know, I went to all these different pay and way places and trying to get the weight off and didn't really realize what my problem was. And it wasn't until I joined this meeting and started studying the big book with you all that it really, really, it's like I really get it now. Something is wrong with me, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And it's in my mind, and it's in my heart. And today I listened to the meetings, I listened to you all share, and it's just so inspiring. And I just had to speak up. My higher power is coming through clearly. Life is closing in on me. We've got several issues going on, but I'm so thankful for that peace that passes all understanding that is living inside of me through my higher power today. So I'm just anxious to hear more great shares this morning. So I'll pass.
Pretty good, Lee. Pretty good. Okay, Charlotte, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm Charlotte T. from Nashville, and it's humbling to share after so many rich, wonderful shares, but I really need to claim my seat. So I'm going to try to express what some of this paragraph means to me. One of the words that jumped out to me is we resumed a vital place in the lives of others. That's the word I use to describe my life now. It's more vital and exciting and creative than it's ever been. And I owe every bit of that to program. When it talks about trouble and misery being overcome, the trouble and misery, the things that caused me trouble and misery are often still there, but it's that joy that allows me to rise above those circumstances and live in a different mindset. And, you know, in my religion, talks about living above your circumstances. But I wasn't able to do that in my religion. I needed this plan of living, and I needed some relief from my disease to be able to do that. Do I ever... I do get nervous and frustrated, mostly with myself. I have a little ADD that can just make you want to hit yourself in the head sometimes. But I don't think there's ever a time that you could ask me if I'm happy. There's a peace and a happiness and a joy that literally is there in all times. And that was never there before. So thank you so much for being here this morning. I'll pass.
Thanks, Charlotte. Okay, we're going to take some more names. If you haven't shared in the past couple of days, we only hit home runs here. There's no bad share. Who wants to share?
Joanne K.
Joanne?
Darian K.
Darian?
Tony B.
Julie K.
Julie? Couple more, two, three more.
Did you get Carly F?
Carly. I got you now. Anybody else? One, two, three, four, five. I don't know if I got my mic. Was that Annette?
Anita.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stop. Yeah, we'll stop with Anita. Let me tell you who I heard, okay? I heard Suanne, Darian. I think it was either Toby or Tony, but you know who you are. Julie, Carly, Annette. And if there's time, Anita. So let's start with Suanne, and then we'll follow that up with Darian. Suanne, everyone else mute yourself if you're not Suanne.
Thank you for your service. Good morning. This is Suanne W. from Pennsylvania. I find this reading so encouraging. I haven't shared in quite a while, but I'm happy to be here and listen to all these lovely shares. I'm thankful for the challenges that are in my life, as well as the blessings that I receive from the God of my understanding. I found excellent sponsors here, and I love this meeting, and with that I pass.
Thanks, Sue Ann. I can learn brevity from you, and I need to learn it. Okay, Darian, it's your turn, followed by either Toby or Tony. Darian, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Larry. Go Sox. Sorry. I'm so grateful for this meeting. So grateful for this meeting. It's so inspiring, and it's such a wonderful way to pick me up in the morning, you know, because when I wake up, I'm full of all the stuff that's going running around in my head, and I can't even remember if I, you know, brushed my teeth. But when I turn on this meeting, I get focused, and the focus is so pure and wonderful, you know, on that just one little paragraph, just a nice small bit of information that this brain can handle at this hour. And it's so good to hear about people and, you know, really believing that we do make friends here and that we are so blessed. I mean, I have one dear friend that I grew up with, but I have thousands of friends in my phone contacts under either OA or VM for vision meeting that I can call anytime, that are just there for me, you know, anytime. And it's just such a gift. And I really feel like, you know, there's just some people that are like soul sisters and brothers, and there's just people that you connect with on many levels. And, you know, God continues to put people like that in my life. And so when I call them, it's just like I've had them as a friend since childhood because they just know me. They know me. And they also call me out on whatever I might be considering that's not good for me. So just so grateful that I have this program in my life and that we can help each other, because that is the beautiful part of this program, is that, you know, the service that we give each other, the guiding force that we are once we have some neutrality with the food. We can guide each other and give each other hope that there's a solution, and that we don't have to be desperate and alone. Oh, I'm so alone in this world before this program. Just, you know, that I feel like this disease really does isolate us and make us feel alone. And I don't have to feel that way. I feel one among many amazing people, and that I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
Darian, we love you despite being a Red Sox fan. Toby or Tony, followed by Julie. Who's next? Good morning.
Thank you, Larry. It's Tony B here from Scotland.
Oh, Tony.
So grateful to be here this morning. Thank you for all the shares so far and everyone in service. Yes, this is this feels like the beginning of the fellowship, isn't it? Bill is, you know, he decides his wife, you know, they set themselves off enthusiastically to help others. And perhaps this is the first moment the fellowship is mentioned, and it's growing up among them. And, you know, it's the fellowship of the spirit, but it's human fellowship too. We're dealing with the reality of our lives and of one another's lives and helping one another. And also realize how many words in here are about kind of beginning and fledging and starting, commencing, growing up. You know, things are righted, men are coming out, you know, it says out of the silence, but we are coming out of ourselves and resuming this vital place in our lives. We regain, we're standing up, you know, it's so positive. And this beginning of the fellowship. And I think really important is this meeting frequently so that newcomers may find the fellowship. And I think that we help others so that they can fledge and grow up and so that they can help others. And this meeting is so good at doing that. And we meet every day and we welcome newcomers in. And yeah, we're growing in numbers and power, and that just happens being as it's passed on, you know, and as we know what our purpose is to, you know, to get people to a stage where they can be, well, for me it's been becoming an adult really and standing on my own feet and being able to have something to pass on. So with that, I'll share the time. Thank you so much, Larry. I'll leave it there. Pass.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. Okay, next up we have Julie, followed by Carly. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Hi, everyone. This is Julie Kay from Connecticut. Super grateful to be here with you all this morning. So many things jumped out at me from this reading, but as I'm sitting here listening to all the shares, I'm thinking about the word miracle that another share talked about, and there is no greater evidence for me of the miracle of this program other than the fact that I am 2 hours into a 14-hour car ride that I am doing solo today, and instead of my passenger seat being filled with snacks and food, I have two stuffed animal bunnies sitting next to me that my children gave me to keep me company as I drive from Connecticut to Savannah. And, you know, there was a time when a road trip like this would have excited me because of the food. And today it excites me because of the solitude and being able to be on my own, which as a codependent addict, I never would have been able to do 5 years ago. And even more so, I was without question one of those impossible domestic situations. And that situation has done a complete 180. And because of that, I am able to feel safe and comfortable leaving my kids with their other mom for 6 days while I go on this journey by myself. And those things are only made possible by this program and really by my connection to my higher power. That's who I rely on today. I don't rely on snacks to get me through this car ride. I rely on my higher power, and I rely on all of you. And the gratitude I have for this program, you know, being accessible through the phone, being accessible through Zoom. There is a open 24-hour meeting. That's another program in the 12-step area, but it's an open meeting, and I can attend that. I can go to this meeting all day if I need to, because if I need to stay connected to that level, then I need to stay connected to that level. You know, I have an arsenal of women and men in my God squad who I can call on today, and 5 years ago, I only had one thing to call on, and that was food, and food kept me company. Sad, bored, happy, tired, awake, lonely. I mean, name a feeling on the feeling wheel, and food was attached to it for me. And today it's not, because of this program, period, exclamation point. So with that, I'm going to pass, and thank you all so much for being here.
Thanks, Julie. Okay, next up we have Carly followed by Annette. Carly, good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
You bet, perfectly.
Okay, great. I am Carly Essen from Colorado. I am on a step one. I am just entering the rooms here. And I started this journey because my food was getting, I started seeing escalating behaviors. And so I'm kind of really speaking to all the new folks in the room. There's so much experience, and I love hearing all the wisdom from those who've traveled ahead of me here. But to those who are new, I came here because I knew my behavior was getting worse and worse. And I was like, something has got to change, and it's got to be underneath. It's not a diet. The willpower is no longer working, right? It's following the plan's not working. Something else inside has to change. And it really is that relationship with God. But when I look at this page 15, I see a couple of things. One is, at the top of the page, we could not survive the certain trials and low spots ahead, which is kind of like forecasting that it's not always easy. And again, it is a design for living that works in rough going, a joy of living we really have even under pressure and difficulty. There is scarcely any form of trouble or misery which has not been overcome among us. So I know, we all know life is not this magic thing. Oh, it's all rainbows and sprinkles and, you know, all that stuff. But it is going to be hard, but there is support. And hearing the other experience on this call and today and other days gives me encouragement that I'm on the right path. I'm still on step one. You know, I'm still getting through my step one. And I'm really, really unpacking it with my sponsor, which I really appreciate, who's amazing. really appreciate her and really unpacking what step one really means and what is unmanageable, you know, and what is powerlessness. But just wanted to shout out to all those who are new that it's not going to be easy. But look at the joy, the things that can be overcome by working the steps and finding this fellowship and sticking with it. So, and I just have to give a shout out to the bunny rabbits on your passenger seat. I love that idea. It's so cute. And what a neat way to kind of transform a formerly, bad behavior into something really special and cute. So anyway, with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Carly. Yeah, better than a big bag of Doritos on the passenger seat. Annette, good morning to you.
Good morning. Am I unmuted?
You are.
Okay. This is Annette F. I'm in Florida. And I truly love this program because what it has given me over the years, it has transformed me from being self, all about self, thinking God has a target on my back, to understanding that God is there to give me comfort through the difficult times and didn't cause my pain, isn't causing my pain, but is there to help me. And living in a difficult situation, I am living with a husband that's dying, which is no fun. But yesterday I went out for the day, had lunch with a new friend. I met her about 3 months ago. And it allowed me to enjoy her company. It allowed me to be grateful for the fact that I could step away from my situation. And in days past, I would have whined, you know, oh, poor me. I feel so sorry for me. I want you to feel sorry for me. There was none of that, you know, that was happening. We just laughed. And laughter is definitely so necessary. And I realized I guess 6 years ago when my husband was diagnosed, I slipped into relapse. I wasn't angry with God, but I was like, fah. Anyway, now I can step away for the day and believe in my heart that everything will be okay. I just don't know what okay looks like. So that's what this program has done for me. And I came into it not to be saved. I came into it to get thin and gorgeous. I'm still waiting for the gorgeous part. But that's what this program has done for me. Let go of me and trust and be grateful for almost everything that I have around me, even my husband who's sick. You know, I mean, he's got PTSD, so he's cranky a lot. But you know what? I can see, I know, he loves me. He loves me, appreciates me, and he I understand his frustration. I wouldn't have been able to do that when I first came into the program. It was all about me. And in the moves, I heard this line, I may not be much, but I am all I think about. And it fit. So it's not that way anymore. And that's what this program, this beautiful 12 steps. And where else can you pick up a phone in a community of 12,000 people and not have to explain who you are? They know who you are without knowing you. And that's a miracle. There's miracles everywhere. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Larry, for your service.
Thanks, and prayers for you guys. Look at this, Anita. We got time. Good morning.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
This is Anita J. I'm in Massachusetts. And what really struck me is we commenced to make many fast friends. And the thing is, the beginning of Bill's story, they had a lot of fair weather friends. Remember, it was contingent on all his making all that money living in a certain lifestyle, all that changed, and so did the friends. So that's not why we're friends. I've been in over half my life in this program. I haven't always been able to work it very well, but I knew never to leave. This was the last house on the block, and this house is filled with a fellowship that I'm so grateful to be a part of. And when I don't feel a part of it, who moved? It was me. It was me. And so since I have a little power over me, I can move back in. And for over 10 years now, I haven't done any moving. I've just stayed here. I'm just grateful to pass the message on and be a message. You know, you don't even have to say any words. Of course, you do on a phone meeting. But I am the message. And they told me that from the beginning. You might be the only example of the big book anyone will ever see. So with that kind of a charge, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I'm grateful for all of you. You're like old friends. And you are. So with that, I pass.
Anita, if you tried to get out, we're going to send down Vito and me and Russ, and we're going to find you. So don't worry.
Oh, I'm afraid of you and Russ.
Yeah,
okay,
right,
goodbye.
Right. I'm afraid of Russ. Goodbye. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone who has participated today. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately following closing. The share ID, let me give you that number for today's meeting. That number is 21,344. That's 21344. So we're going to close with the reading from the big book on page 164. What the heck? Let's follow that by the Serenity Prayer. So Vanessa, would you do that for us?
I sure will. Thank you, everyone, for an awesome meeting. This is Vanessa G., recovered in New Mexico. Page 164. Our book is meant to be suggested only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.